Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. Groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this not do?
I can't feel no better.
I can't feel no better.
what up? This your girl, Macy Couture, repping Phoenix, Arizona, and I got it locked on Lawless Radio.
All right. Appreciate that, Macy. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off with Buck. Before I go any further, I want to throw some love out to Redan Park football team, the entire squad, from age 5 all the way up to 12. Man, just a hell of a fire program they got out there, man. Redan Raiders, much love to y'all. I'd like to go into my topic for today, which I started off earlier in saying that it may piss some people off, and some of my Obama bashers out there, they may like what I have to say. Then there's some others that I think a lot of people may see my side of the story. And my topic today, and it's something that I posted on Bucking Off with Buck, my fan page. And for those that don't know, the Bucking Off with Buck group page will eventually expire. That page will no longer be available. So please go to the Bucking Off fan page. That's BUCKOFFW/BUCK. Go to my fan page. Like my fan page. But this was something I posted on my fan page that I give a damn less about what's going on in Syria. You know, you got kids being killed on an everyday basis in Chicago. People are becoming homeless by the day, by the hour, by the minute in some cases, you know. And when I say we, I mean America, we decide to go and help some people that can't help themselves. Now here it is, this president of this country, Syria, It said that he's spreading nerve gas and chemical weapons throughout his people, killing his own people. It's called genocide. Okay, if he wants to do that, well, damn it, let him. That's his country. My point is this: we have enough problems here in America as to where we don't really have time to go in police, yes, and I said it, police, LAPD of the country. I mean, for real, man. I mean, now here it is. I can't even count how many schools. I'm not just using Chicago as a reference because I'm from Chicago, but look at all the schools that they closed in Chicago. That was a bunch of schools that they closed in Chicago. But yet still, we want to go over here and help some people that don't know how to get the hell out of the country when they see that their leader has gone buck crazy and killing everybody with some chemical weapons and gases and nerve gas and all this. You know what? I know when to say when. You know, if I get tired of this BS down here in Georgia, I will go somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? And yet and still, you know, the president, you know, he came on and he said that there won't be any soldiers on foot in Syria. Hey, that's great. That's wonderful. I don't think we should send any soldiers over there anyway, especially if we're just not bringing them back from over in the Middle East, Afghanistan and all that. You see what I'm saying? So he says there'll be no soldiers on foot in Syria. But yet and still, you want to shoot some rockets over there. You know what I'm saying? How much one of these damn missiles cost? For real, what they call them, Tomahawk missiles or whatever, you know, how much one of these damn things cost? How many people can you feed with one of these missiles that you want to fire on to this country where this man is killing his own people in this country. I don't think we did anything when I, you know what? I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying? But I believe that was a country in Africa where a leader or a general or somebody, he was killing his own people. I don't recall hearing anything about America going over there to police that. I'm not making this a black and white issue, but I'm just saying, if you're going to police everybody. But my thing is, we ain't got time for that. We have our own problem. You know what? I put it like this. I can't help nobody until I help myself. That's not being selfish or anything. That's not coming off selfish, you know what I'm saying, or arrogant. But how can I help somebody when I can't help myself? You got to understand where I'm coming from on this one. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to go out and help my neighbor. You know, let's say I'm helping him with some groceries, you know what I'm saying, you know, filling his refrigerator, you know what I'm saying? My refrigerator empty. How in the hell am I going to go and fill his refrigerator when mine is empty? It's the same scenario right now with what's going on with America and Syria. How in the hell am I supposed to help somebody and I can't help myself? I got more BS going on in my own country. Nah, we ain't killing each other, but it's going to end up that way. As broke as this country is, as broke as the people are, how you going to go and help somebody else? They can't help themselves. I mean, we can't help ourselves. Every day there's a robbing, a killing, a stabbing. Somebody's still in the ATM every time you look turn the corner. So that's telling you something is wrong. Look, I'm telling all the damn schools. How in the hell you going to close a school? There were over 2,000 school employees laid off. 2,000 employees. Now, if you laid off 2,000 employees, how many kids is that? On the real, people. I mean, come on. Now, if you teach in the class, you got, excuse me, you teach in the class, you got 35 students to one teacher. Now you got 2,000 teachers that just been laid off. 2,000 times 35. What in the hell are we thinking? And when I say we, I mean America, not me, definitely not me. You know, I just don't get the mentality of us trying to be the superpower. And when I say us, I mean America being the superpower when we got our own problems that we refuse to solve. Nah, we ain't killing each other. We know better than that. But damn, on the real, people, can we get serious for a moment? How are we going to go and help somebody we can't even help ourselves? Closing schools, killing kids, homelessness every other hour. Give me a break, man. I you know, there's so many words I want to use right now, but you know what? This is a clean radio show, so I'm going to keep it clean. But I don't get the understanding. I don't get the mentality of it, you know. Like the president said, you know, we're not going to put any soldiers on the ground, but you still going to shoot some rockets and some missiles. How much does that cost, man? How much one of those damn missiles cost? You could have kept a school open with that damn money. You could have fed somebody with a damn rocket with the cost. Of one rocket, how many people could you feed? I mean, my thing is, did Syria threaten America? Hey, we gonna come over there, we gonna bomb y'all and gas y'all and make you fart in your sleep and dookie on yourself. No, they didn't do that. They didn't do that. They ain't say a damn thing about coming over here to America and do a damn thing to us. But yet and still, we gonna go over there and we gonna solve some problems. No, don't worry about America's problems. America's problems are nothing. They're nothing compared to their problems. Man, look here. You got your problems, and I got mine. Let me work on mine before I can fix yours. That's my whole train of thought right here. My whole train of thought. I can't help nobody until I help myself. I would really like for people to understand that. You can't help nobody until you help yourself. All right, y'all. I got a few callers out there, but y'all hold tight. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get my callers. But for right now, I got to play this music. I will be right back, y'all. This is We In Here. Cold Way. Hold tight.
It's cold in here. Cold Way must be in the building. We in here. We in here. We in here. Let my... Throw the kids up. Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get f***ed up. Yo, maybe it might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Let them just know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them get the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Everybody has to say. Turn down for what? Me and my turn, we don't give a fuck. Bottle at the bottom, them sparkles with the models. Your main choosing, the money is the muscle. And we celebrate the hustle, cause the getting paid. And the full deck, so we gon' get laid. And the gon' love it, and you haters gon' hate. It's so wrong, but so let my niggas roll the kiss up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Try to get f***ed up. Yo, maybe it might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Let them just know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them get the knowledge that we in here. Got the cash on deck. Yo, girl, cause we in here.
Ooh, little mama right there. She know she bad as bad as bad.
She eyeing me. I know I'm bound to f***. She let me. She let me in it. And baby, I'm a treat, so I might just make it.
And we celebrate the hustle, cause the n***a getting paid. And them n***a on deck, so a n***a gon' get laid. And my thugs up in the n***a show, you can catch a fade. We're so long, talking so wrong.
Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get f***ed up. Yo, maybe it might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck. Let them just know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them get the knowledge that we in here. Got the cash on deck. Let my n***a throw the c*** up. Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we tryna get f***ed up. Yo, maybe it might get took, bro. We in here, money on deck, got the cash on deck.
We in here,
got the cash on deck.
Let them just know that we in here.
Money on deck,
let them get the knowledge that we in here.
Straight like a ping pong. Let me see a hula hoop. Touch toes. back it up, now drop it low. Like you got the good, good, really wanna know. Do it like you're not wearing clothes for the dough. Ay.
Get it, drop it down,
drop it down.
Baby, let me see your hands, go touch it, go touch it, top.
Do it like you're not wearing
now
clothes.
And clouds.
Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Get it,
drop it down low.
Down low.
Baby, let me see your hands, go touch it, go touch it, top.
Do it like you're not wearing
now
clothes.
And clouds.
Do it like you're not wearing
a helmet. You're about it, girl, put your middle fingers up. Leave your man at home, let Juicy Juice touch. It's a rock at the party on the tour bus. Girl, you ain't coming if the homies can't book. Take your clothes off, shake it like a sauce shaker. Now let me get that jawbreaker. Oh man, I love my women. Amber Rose, red bottom, 6 inches. Pockets on Kim Kardashian. Your body like Serena, I'm smashing it. Go stupid, go dumb on the flow. Girl, I'm trying to see your show like I'm in a front row.
Get,
drop it down low.
Down low.
Baby, let me see your hands. Go on, touch it, go on, touch it, top.
Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
And clouds.
Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Get,
drop it down low.
Down low.
Baby, let me see your hands. Go on, touch it, go on, touch it, top. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
And clouds.
Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
And clouds.
Throw money, let me see you shake your hips. The girl dance, 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 dance like this.
Dollars, so the girl will put it in my face. Watch her work it in, she's twerking like shit grown out, and I'ma send it to the end, turn the lights on. Yeah, she got it, I'm gon' get it, I'm gon' work it till it's gone. She gon' work it, she gon' twerk it, girl, you turn me on.
Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
Right on, right on. Bo Deal, right on, Blair. All right now, y'all. This is Lawless Radio. This is the Bucking Off of Buck Hour. Before I go any further, I'd like to throw some love out to Grady Hospital. All the doctors, nurses, phlebotomists, technicians, even the pharmacists and transporters. Grady Hospital, where they're doing the best they can with what they got to save your life. All right, y'all. My call-in number is 646-478-5209. All right, I'm talking about this whole thing going on with America and Syria, and I don't think we should get involved in that. You know, we got our own problems. We broke. And when I say we, I'm saying America. America is broke. But yet and still, we got money to shoot some rockets and some missiles over to a country where the leader is poisoning and gassing his own people. All right? I think that we need, America, to concentrate on America. No one is threatening us right now other than, you know, the terrorists and all that, but we ain't heard from them in a while. So in the meantime, let's get our stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we ain't gassing each other and all that, but you know what? We killing our kids. We going homeless. We just broke. There's a lot of things that's going on here in America that needs attention to other than going to save some other folk that want to kill themselves. All right, now, I'm going to bring my first call in. I do believe this is the one and only Mississippi Red. Mississippi, you there?
I'm here, Chairman. What's going on?
Hey, brother, what's going down? How you feel?
Man, I'm doing good, man. First of all, thoughts and prayers to my man Buck. Hope he gets well. Hope all is well. Get back on your feet ASAP, dog.
I'm trying. I'm trying. You know, this is Buck. I'm doing what I can. Hey, listen. It's all right.
Man, I thought you was the chairman, dude. Y'all sound similar. When y'all sound random like that. I thought, okay, Buck, well, I'm glad all is well.
Yeah, I'm good. All right, bro. Are you suiting up? You finna go over to Syria or what?
You know what? Every morning we watch the wake up news, me and Mel, it pisses me off every time. I still don't understand that. You know, just like you said, the same thing that's going on in Atlanta, going on in Chicago, is going on here. They steady closing schools. Our superintendent, like, schools closed in the last 6 years. And I am a school teacher, and you was mentioning 34 students per teacher.
Uh-huh.
One time I had 43 students and just one me.
See what I'm saying? You're someone
on the outside looking in.
Uh huh.
But I'm already in the inside.
Yeah.
So I mean I actually feel it. You hear about it, but I actually feel it. I'm like, dude, I can't teach all these kids. Man, what the hell are y'all doing? And y'all steady bringing we're going to drop them from this class and put them in Mr. Fran's class. We're going to do this. I'm like, look, y'all need to stop it. And it got to the point where it was damn near 50 kids.
Mm.
And I'm like, look, something going to have to give.
Yeah.
And that's why this is losing so many teachers right now, qualified teachers. Every day, me and Mel, she'll tell you, we see an advertisement. NPS is looking for 60 qualified, certified teachers to fill the classrooms. Well, guess why that is? Because you have a superintendent that doesn't have a clue, and they get all these excuses. Well, we don't have the money for the upkeep. We don't have no money for it. We don't have no money for it. But just last year, they suddenly found $30 million in the coffers. So how do you going to tell me the coffers, you know, like in the kitty? $30 million they suddenly found all of a sudden.
Hold tight, Mississippi. I see where you're coming from. And You bring a good point, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like I said, we can't help any other country until we help ourselves. And what Mississippi was saying is a prime example. You see what I'm saying? We busy running off doing this, that, and the other, and here it is, We close the schools. Like I said, kids are getting killed. People are becoming homeless by the minute, you know, it's like you don't really care about the future of your country. You're more worried about the future of some other country that's a day away. I don't get it. I don't get it. Hey, I'm going to bring in another caller, 404-981. Hey, this is Bucking Off with Buck. Who do I have on the line?
Hey, I'm here. It's me, Mississippi Red. You got me again.
Look at I was confused with somebody else.
Yeah, it was somebody. They were pretending to be Mississippi Red. It was on. They were all on the radio. Talking to the chairman.
Oh man. Oh yeah. I see how I could have got that mixed up. Yeah, I see that. What you been up to, brother? You been all right?
Oh, you know, a couple of bottles of Jack.
That makes it all right, huh?
I told Mel I need a couple more bottles of Jack.
To watch with the news in the morning. Y'all watch the news in the morning, huh?
I got to get drunk. Bottles to take the pain out.
Oh, man. Yeah, because there is some major pain going on right now in America. For real.
If I wasn't drunk, probably try to blow my brains out. I'm hopeless.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mississippi, we love you, Mississippi, man. What's going on, man? What's the business, Buck, man? What's happening, man?
Oh man, you know it's another lawless day in the world of lawless, man. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
It's a lawless day in the neighborhood. A lawless day in the neighborhood.
It is definitely a lawless day in the neighborhood.
Man, I mean, dude, you ain't said nothing that ain't a lie, because I mean, man, when I first started hearing it, man, I mean, a lot of people get upset with me. You know, when I speak on it, you know, and like when I was speaking on September 11th, you know, I mean, that is a very tragic day, but I don't think people understand, you know, in a lot of parts, our arrogance led to a lot of that. You know, here we are, you know, hey, everybody come, bring us your tired, your weary, bring us anybody that can get over here that, you know, we can exploit and get tax money out of, and whatever it is, you know, bring everybody over here. You know, and we open the borders, we open the shores, we open a lot, you know, to that, you know, and then, you know, our arrogance to where my home is in disarray. You know, my daughter's a hooker, my son's a dope dealer, my wife's a crackhead, you know, and I'm drunk, but now I want to go into your house,
uh-huh.
and I want to tell you how to run your household.
Uh-huh.
That's what we have. It is totally messed up here. We are about a few years away from being one of them third world countries. When you're talking about our kids are uneducated, you don't have no future. So who leads? The politicians that are there now, they're not going to be there forever. So who's going to take their place? All of these schools are closing. It's definitely not going to be the kids. They don't have the education nor the sustainability to be able to do it. We're talking about a microwave generation where, first off, they're being told, you know, that they can get this stuff that easy, and they have this belief that they're entitled, and they're constantly getting in this gimme, but now you take away the advantage from those who wanted it, them kids that wanted to go to school, that wanted to be something. You call
it. Yeah.
Now, you talk about you're doing this to these poor kids who parents can't afford to throw them on that 250 CTA, and then you try to make them feel happy by saying, well, with a student ID, it's a dollar. Okay, you still talking about $2 a day.
Yeah.
Moms and pops got no money. $2 a day is the equivalent of saying $20 a day. If you ain't you ain't got it. Okay,
that's
so
right.
Now this kid can't get to the school that you have now rezoned and said that they have to go to, so now you got another dropout. So now the dropout rate is climbing. And we're talking about here where ain't no money, ain't no job. You're talking about the jobs that used to be for kids at McDonald's, at Burger King and all that. You got adults working those jobs because they got to work those jobs. Okay.
Thank you.
So now, you talking about a society where nobody is able to get, but everybody's got to take. You know, bless my cousin Natty. I got a cousin got beat to death a few days ago, and I said beat to death. They robbed her for her phone, beat her to death for a cell phone. It wasn't a golden phone. It wasn't a platinum phone. It wasn't a diamond phone. It was no precious phone. It was no phone that you can take and sell and purchase a home, a car, or pay off a college education. It was a simple phone that lost its value the minute it walked out of the damn Sprint store. She lost her life, beat to death for a damn phone. So that's what we have right here, you know, and people, you know, give me a lot of flack because I'm very critical of the president. And yes, I am critical of the president because you're telling me that in Chicago, the murder capital of the U.S., you're calling this place home and you take every opportunity to say that Chicago is home. You're telling me after your presidency is up, because this is it, the clock is ticking. You're telling me after your presidency is up, you're going to go back and you're going to let Sasha and them live in Chicago, and they're going to walk
Hell
around
no.
Chicago and you're going to feel comfortable with them being
Hell
in Chicago?
Hell no.
So now I ask, Mr. President, we're 8 years in there. There's nothing you could have done to push something to happen in Chicago? You know,
Your home.
I can understand that. Right, I can understand that. Well, the president, you know, he's got thin waters to tread and all that. I understand all of that, and that's cool in the game. But let's be realistic, all right? He can't pick up a phone. Hey, Governor, man, it's getting a little chaotic around here. Man, you looking for my support, man. You're going to have to clean up these streets, man. You're making me look bad. I'm out here talking about saving people from being slaughtered. And kids are getting slaughtered, not people, but kids are getting slaughtered on a regular basis in a place that I keep calling home. Every opportunity I get.
I want to thank the good people of Chicago. You open it up. You say it. I can't wait to get back home to Chicago. You say it.
Mr. President, be realistic. I mean, come on, tell me that I didn't waste my damn time voting, and I ain't going to lie to you. I'd have voted for damn Satan if he was on the Democratic ticket. I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody knows me. I'm not going to get at that BS line that everybody, I voted for the first black president. I looked and saw six mixed presidents, you know, and said it was cool. I didn't see the pink elephant in the room, you know. All I saw was a Democrat on the ticket. Hell, if he wouldn't have got it, Hillary was going to get it. Matter of fact, in the first, you know, I originally voted for Hillary. You know, I wanted a chick in the house. You know what I'm saying? I wanted somebody I could fantasize about messing their blue dress up. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah.
Miss President, put on this blue dress. I bet you still didn't see this coming. So we're talking about going over there and bringing peace and all of this stuff here. I understand the concerns about making sure that we get rid of the chemical warfare and all that. I understand all of that. Cool. But, man, let's clean up this damn thing right here at home, man. Right here.
Yeah,
let's take care of this. You want to start deploying. Deploy some damn resources. Deploy some funds. And here in Atlanta, do you see that bid has gotten up to build that new Falcon Stadium? That bid has gotten up to build a stadium for some damn fools to play football. Okay? They're offering millions to this church. We want to buy your church
million.
For millions. Okay?
14
we
million.
We want to buy it for millions.
I already gave one church 19 million.
Okay, already got that. And then the one warehouse that they couldn't buy, it mysteriously burned down. You saw it burn down yesterday, right?
You know what? I was wondering if that's what that was.
It mysteriously burned down. They couldn't get it sold. It's sold now.
mm, mm, mm. Mm,
but
mm, mm.
we don't have no resources. I keep hearing about this recession that we're in and how everything is bad. You know, I was born black, you know, and so which means that I came with poverty, with free cheese, powdered milk, and butter, you know, and a lot of other things that shouldn't be powdered. So it's always been a recession as far as I'm concerned. But now they're saying that U.S., the city of Detroit, has declared bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy? A whole city?
The city that makes your cars. But now we don't have any resources. We don't have any resources. But we building all of these fancy stadiums and all of that. We ain't got no money to send the kids to school. And now every time you turn around, this lottery is up to $400,000 and $500,000, all of that. Now don't what is it? 22% of lottery resources supposed to go to education?
22%. That's it.
Yeah. Because after it starts stretching and incorporating all the different states, you know, long as it was singular, it was more. But then when they start adding the additions, you know, like the Powerball becoming a part of Georgia when it wasn't a part of Georgia, the Powerball was it started incorporating all this stuff. None of that money going to education. Nobody asked no questions about that.
You know, that's the thing. That's the main reason why I play the lottery. You know, I play the Mega Millions. You know, and when I play the Mega Millions and I don't win, I feel okay about it because I felt the money was going to education, but it looks like only 12 cents of my money was going towards education. 12 cents of my dollar.
Well, you know, when I play, I feel good. You know, because I'm here in Georgia. You know, and I figure if I'm gonna lose a dollar, it might as well be to some hooker I didn't know, as opposed to going and making it rain on somebody's buttocks and don't get nothing up out of it. So I don't mind throwing that dollar to them, you know, because at least the person on the other side of the counter is smiling at me and they genuine. Hey, how you doing? Good luck. They really mean that. So they hope that you come back and throw something at them. Where's the stripper? She's going to shake that ass. Hey, baby, come on, get back to the room now. $40. You can't get much with this dollar. $40. Come on, $40. Let's get back to the room. You know what I'm saying? Nah, baby, I'm gonna go get my dollars to the lottery. There's a chance of winning something. I'm definitely not gonna get nothing with my dollars with you. You gonna lie to get me back there to the room and pick my pocket? I ain't saying that happened before. I'm just saying that, you know, that's what I heard.
You know what? Now that you think about it, I think I want to give my dollar to the stripper, because most strippers, they in college, they in school, they trying to pay their way through school. You know what I'm saying? At least I know my whole dollar is going to go towards their education, not 12 cents of my dollar.
Now you messing up the game. What do I want her educated for? Then she's going to come off the damn pole. Now we're going to be like, what do I want that for?
Leave her on the pole.
You messing up the game, man. I want y'all to vote right now, man. We want to revoke his player's card. He is trying to mess up the game. Leave her on not a stop. Every time you see her, tell her 2 + 2 = 44. Do not want her to be educated.
Oh,
he
man.
He's bringing up her daddy issues. His daddy wasn't there.
Oh, man, that's something else. That's something else. That is something else. Hey, man, it is 9 o'clock Eastern time. Hey, bro, real quick, tell me what's going on in what's new that's going on in the world of Lawless?
Man, I'm trying to keep my mouth closed right now. We had some fascinating situations. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here online. That's what drive me to call you. I got something that we're working on. My good people, you know, I'm always looking to take Lawless Radio up a notch for y'all, and I'm trying to have something in place for y'all by November. But what I will say is there was some talk of possibly not having the Lawless Radio Awards this year. Now I'm looking at making it an event. You know, I if I couldn't do it the way I wanted to do it, I prefer to not do it. And it's got to be bigger than last year. Life is about upgrades. Life is about an upgrade. If I own a 2000, I'm not going to go and buy a 99. know what I'm saying?
Now,
I gotta go up. It's about progression. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You gotta move up. You gotta move up, and that's all I'm looking at. So we got a lot of things that are in the works that's about to be real good. Music wise, as far as the artist, you know, the station, you know, all of the different things that are going on, man. So I'm gonna start attacking everybody, man, and it's gonna be like, wow, this is why he's been quiet. This is why he's been quiet. I'm busy,
wow,
man. I'm sitting here right now working off a headache, but I still gotta go.
I dig that. Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of great things. Hey, Arsenio's back on TV, so you know. Arsenio's back on TV. So if Arsenio can come back on TV, we can blow this Lawless thing up too, bro.
We might try to get Arsenio on, man. I might get Arsenio all on the show, man. They better not knock it, man. They better not knock it. Have Arsenio all on the show, man. Him and his
own. Oh, yeah.
Hey, do he got the dreads still? Do he got the dreads or did he get the box back?
No, he ain't got nothing. He just got a nice little fade, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nice little fade.
Almost. He needs some facial hair though, man. I mean, you know, all men are ugly to me, but this cat without that facial hair, it's not working all the time. You know, it's not working all that way. I think my man in Chicago, Stone Pony, I think that's
smoke. flow much, I can't get enough. I be gone on the regular, I ain't smoking regular. I keep it exotic, the mother is regular. Three come in the back, you know I'm about to connect them in the circle with my new. Then kick it like David Beckham. Just hit that OG, so please, baby, respect them. Now she's floating in the clouds, I use lightning as a weapon. I love it when she rolling up, I think it's kinda sexy. I'm down to bring you with me, only if you wanna let me. And I do it with a passion, I always be laughing, cause I be in the zone all alone, music blasting. Keep up with the fashion, blowing on that gag. And before we roll this other juice, I gotta be on point, so please, fool.
Bring the money, big don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Girl, it'll be alright. Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Girl, it'll be alright. Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I ain't even mad, so girl, you need to quit calling. I'm just so glad that we broke up before we started falling in love.
Oh, love.
In love.
Oh, love.
I'm going out. I'm going out.
Going out.
I don't care about what you're talking about. I throw it out. I throw it out. I don't need your cell phone number. Throw it out. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Baby, need your love, baby.
Alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. And I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Alright. Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I'm doing this for me and I don't mean to be selfish. I'm glad that we broke up before I decided to tell you it's love. Talking about, I throw it out, I throw it out. I don't need your cell phone number, throw it out. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. I'll be alright. Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. I'll be alright. Need your love, baby, cause I'ma kick it by myself.
Yeah, Lisa Robinson, if you listening, that was for you, cause I don't need your love. Dr. Passion is doing a good enough job. All right, y'all, welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off with Buck. Forgive me for that little spurt right there. I didn't mean that. All right, I want to throw some love out to a great place, the DeKalb Academy of Technology and Environment, DATE for short. Great school, wonderful school right here in the DeKalb County School. Well, it's in DeKalb County. It's a charter school. And much love to y'all, DeKalb County, DeKalb Academy, Technology and Environment. All my listeners, go Eagles. All right, y'all. For all my listeners out there, if you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions on how to submit your music, and we will give you all the support that Lawless can offer. Because what we do, we support our local come up. Hey, y'all make sure y'all check out Lawless Radio every night of the week. We have something for you on Tuesday nights, Real Talk, 8 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, Grit Grind with Jim and TL. Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, me, myself, and I, Bucking Off with Buck. And then on Sunday evenings, 8 p.m., that's the Sunday evening chat with Dr. Passion. Also, make sure you check out Lawless After Dark. Coming in on Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, that's Raw Deal. Then on Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, Be Mo Slim. And then make sure y'all check out Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, No Limit, with Mel Lawless and the wonderful Amanda. Speaking of Mel Lawless, let me bring her in right quick. Mel Lawless, you got your ears on, baby. Talk to me.
Hey. You know, I'm calling.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, man, I have missed your voice.
I was mad at first, you know, because when you were talking about Syria, the government, the president, and all of that, I agree with every last single word you said, except for you said we not killing each other, and yes, we are. I mean,
I meant by like nerve gas and all that. I should have straightened that up. We're not doing it with nerve gas and chemical weapons, you know. We may fart on each other. That's about as far as the chemical weapons go. But we got to take care of ourselves before we take care of anybody else.
And so I agree with everything. And I did post something on my Facebook. They got a lot of replies. So I think the majority of at least my family and friends agree with our position on this whatever you want to call it, war. I don't know what they trying to bullshit us on. Or, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they trying to BS us on, but.
Okay, tell him he coming.
Anyway. But it ain't looking good for the home team. We need to take care of ourselves, like you said, and clean up our own backyard before we try to get in somebody else's. I totally agree.
Yeah, that's my whole point exactly. You know, like I said earlier, I can't go and fill my neighbor's refrigerator when I ain't got a damn thing in my refrigerator. You see what I'm saying? You know, I mean, Chairman, you still out there? Okay, I may have lost him, but I just didn't want to come out like I was conceited or stuck up or whatever by saying, you know, I got to take care of myself before I can take care of somebody else. You see where I'm coming from with that, Mel?
Well, self-preservation is the number one rule of life.
Okay, see that? I got somebody that reads my book. I got somebody that reads the same book that I'm reading. I appreciate that.
Self-preservation is the number one rule. If you can't do self, you can't do nobody else. Amen.
So you're right. Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that. Mississippi, you still there?
I'm here. I never left.
I know you didn't because you was one hell of a supporter, and I take my hat off to you.
I appreciate that. Can I say something? This kind of off topic right now.
Go ahead.
But
you got 2 minutes.
Two minutes. Okay, one of your previous callers was talking about Chicago being the murder capital of the U.S. It's nothing to be proud of, but it's not. That honor or dishonor goes to Flint, Michigan. You have to, it's not the number of murders, it's murders per population. I just want to set that out there to people, because everybody just, I know Chicago has made national news over the past 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even crack the top 25. I just want to educate people on mathematics because Chicago is like, 3 million people? And Milwaukee is more violent than Chicago. And y'all like 6 times big enough. Chicago is 6 times big enough. Right, okay.
I
just want to put that out there. So don't.
I understand. No, I'm talking about you.
I'm not talking to you. Yeah.
But you know what? I do want to say one thing. I think that the United States is the murder capital of the world. I'm gonna put it just like that. I think the United States is the murder capital of the world.
Are you talking about as
of
a country?
World. I mean, not Yeah. The United States of America is the murder capital of the world. Not just killing, you know, physical killing, but just by mental killing and financial killing and mental killing.
Okay.
This is where we live is the murder capital of the world. All right, real quick, Mississippi, throw some love out, man. I got 1 minute. Throw some love out, Mississippi.
Lawless World Order, you, Buck, the chairman, Catrice, everybody involved in Lawless, I'm Lawless' biggest fan, and I hope to win another award this year.
But you know what? I look forward to that as well. God bless Mississippi Red. All right, Chairman, give me some words of wisdom to go by before I end this right here.
Let me see. I don't know why every time he get on the show, he trying to argue about who the murder capital of the United States is. When I'm not going to listen to a drunk on the radio, I'm going to listen to the USA Today. I'm going to listen to CNN. I'm going to listen to MSN. Not some dude sitting in his crib trying to figure out how many people is in Flint, Michigan, and how many people is in Milwaukee. So as long as USA Today said that Chicago is killing too many people, that's who I'm going to believe. So I'm going to send a shout out. All right, man.
Do that.
I'm going to turn around, man. man, that dude arguing about who killing and what it want Milwaukee to be aggressive, dude. When I think of Milwaukee, I'm sorry. I still think of Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley in that 70s show. I'm sorry. I mean, goddamn. I think of cheese. I think of beer and brats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Ain't nobody left in Michigan, man. They done declared bankruptcy and moved out to Tampa. They closed down a whole city, man. Not a building,
man.
Not a school. They closed a whole city, man.
The whole
thing. Hey, man, I got to send a shout to my people, though, man. Everybody, man, thank y'all for being down to Lawless World Order, man. My man, Mississippi, man. Cuz, Mel. Hey, Mel, I know you ain't got wind of it because I just got wind of it on Facebook, man. But we lost a little cousin, man. Got beat to death for a cell phone. And that's crazy. So I definitely want to send my love out to my toll-free families, my toll-free family out there. It's just sad that we're constantly doing this to ourselves, but what I want for my president, you know, and everybody that love their first black president, everybody that love him, why don't y'all put some pressure on him and tell him to start caring about the people that's dying and being slaughtered right here in the city that he claimed is his home, in the country that he is the leader of. Start caring about these people right here, you know, as much as he care about these people abroad and stuff. Start exercising and fighting for these people right here, because contrary to popular opinion, yes, we are getting annihilated here. There is no chemical weapons and none of that, but then again, yes, there is. There's weed, there's crack, there's heroin, there's molly. All right, we got a lot that people are being killed for over here, and we can call it biological if you want to call it that, if that's what it's going to take for people to take this seriously in this country as to what's happening to our kids, what's happening to our men, what's happening to our women. Mr. President, care about here. Syria, I believe in, you know, taking care of your home first and then take care of the next man. So Syria fall in line after you got yours, because you can't go and tell them to get theirs in order when they can look at you and tell you that yours is both.
Woo! Damn!
That's the chairman.
You know what? I don't think the president's going back to High Park. To be honest, I think he's going out to Lombard somewhere. For real.
No. He ain't going back. He ain't going back in Illinois, man, because he don't want them girls to go to the city. He don't want them girls to go and try to kick it at a Bulls game. He don't want them girls to try to kick it at Comiskey Park. He don't want them to try to kick it at Sox Stadium. He don't want them to go and try to get a Maxwell Street podium. He don't want them to go down the Avs and try to get a giant pizza puck. You know, he don't want that to accidentally happen where they accidentally get hurt. So trust me, he ain't accidentally moving into anybody's Chicago. You can take my word for that.
That's
for y'all. He said, I'd rather send my family to Syria.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. Hey, brother, I appreciate you coming in, man, and logging in and chewing in on our subject, man. I appreciate you.
No doubt, man. Lawless World Lord is out there, baby. It's the chairman.
All right, y'all. Hey, make sure y'all catch the chairman 8 p.m. Eastern Wednesday night. Rick Ryan. Check him out, y'all. Hey, that has been my time, y'all. You know what? Shout out to Mel Lawless. Shout out to Mississippi Red. Of course, the chairman, Dr. Passion, my one and only. Hey, I want to send some love out to all my friends that are my listeners, my new listeners from my preschool broadcast from Daycare Center. I know it's been a long time since I've been there, but hey, shout out to y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all. I want to send a shout out to all my grammar school friends from St. Mark the Evangelist, St. Solomia. Thank y'all for listening. I thank y'all for y'all support. All my high school friends from St. Francis de Sales, the Pioneers. Hey, thank y'all for y'all support. All my church friends from Starlight St. James Missionary Baptist Church on 113th State Street. Hey, y'all might not still go to Starlight, but hey, y'all still my Starlight family. I thank y'all for all y'all support. I thank all my people from the hood, 118th Michigan, up from Rosen, Wild 100 Southside, baby. Hey, y'all still my family. Well, hey, I still love y'all. I may be miles away, but I still love each and every one of my supporters, my listeners, my friends, my family. I thank all y'all. Right now, I would like to dedicate this show tonight for a great lady that left this earth. Her name was Linda Kay, out of Mount Olive, Mississippi. It was my cousin, and one of the warmest and nicest people you could have ever met. Never turned me away. You know, whenever I called her, hey, Linda, I'm on my way. She said, Monty, the The door is always open, you know, and then there was times where I wouldn't even call and I would show up. But I always had someone to rest my head at her house. So, Lizzie K, I thank you. This was for you. All my family in Mount Olive, Mississippi, down in McGee County, Mississippi, Covington County, Mississippi, Jefferson Davis County, Mississippi. I thank y'all. I love y'all. I will catch y'all next week. And remember, tilt, tuck, and tighten. Later.
Feel alone in all.
Can I please introduce myself? My name is Dave Patton. And I mean, lately it's not been good. I've been getting in trouble. This track's just gonna get me in trouble, you know?
Coming real quick. Let me tell you a little something that I never told anyone. See, I don't really do this, but I promise all my people and I'm finna make another one. So let me speed up for you real quick. Let me try for a little bit. And then I'm back to the start like Genesis. Genesis, this is it. And I promise you'll be loving it.
Hey,
so fast I cannot see.
Hey,
my feet is blinding me.
Hey,
now let's not get too smooth. I love it fast. I keep everything up to speed. I'll take you back. I give you everything you could need. But if you can't take it, can't handle the speed of the things I do. I'm sorry, woman, but this track right here ain't meant for you. So can you please stop talking about you instead? Rewind the beat. Think about what I just said. Are we ever gonna do this or we just gonna wait around? Am I ever gonna make it to the top of the ladder now? Let's find out.
Hey, hey,
so fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey,
my feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey,
now let's not get too smooth.
Hey, hey,
I like it fast.
Let's go.
But I'm on the upside down to the west side. Cause I'm from the east side down to the left side. But I'll be the right side now. That's how I know you're going down like a sub. I'ma eat you up. I'ma take you out back. I'ma beat you up. In the ring when I fight, I'ma wake glass up. Cause I always be riding above and above what you put up. I'm good, I don't need your aid. She ain't even got a sonny in the game these days. I'ma give it to you in the simplest way. Steady your aim.
Hey,
hey, so fast I cannot see. I cannot see.
Hey,
listening to, and I know you like it. I know you like how deep my voice is too.
Oh yeah,
it's sexy.